Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's go to Doug in Slidell. Doug, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I'm disagreeing with what you're saying, sir.
Okay.
I mean, I think Donald Trump is doing a really good job right now, actually, to be honest with you. And I don't think the polls are showing that, okay?
Why not? Tell me why not. Why do you think that is, Doug? I mean, why are the polls showing that so many Americans are disapproving of Donald Trump's performance?
Yeah, it's probably just a bunch of liberals that are taking the polls.
Well, no, that's
okay?
not. Well, what about
on,
the what about the Fox?
It depends on where you're polling at, you know?
What if that's not the case? I mean, the Fox News poll shows what every other poll is showing. They're all in concert with each other. They're showing all the same thing.
Well, I tell you what, then take another poll in another year and see how it's doing and see how all the tariffs are doing.
Okay, because well, that's another. We'll talk about that at the time.
Donald Trump is trying to bring back manufacturing and jobs to this country that have been lost over the past 4 years significantly under Joe Biden.
No, Doug. Manufacturing didn't suddenly leave under Joe Biden. Jobs didn't suddenly go overseas under Joe Biden. Where do you get that information?
Well, we lost more jobs under Joe Biden than we ever did under Donald Trump.
Okay, but I don't think that's true, Doug. Where'd you get that?
It is true.
I don't think it's true. Well, okay, tell me where you got your information. I mean, you're the one saying it's true, so where did you get it?
I'm taking part of my information from when Donald Trump was president previously for those 4 years. You never had such low unemployment.
Okay, it was a different time.
You had the lowest unemployment practically ever back then, and also in the economy.
All right, but that okay, but those jobs, but
when COVID did.
But when Trump was president, the jobs had already gone overseas. The manufacturing had already gone overseas. So if unemployment rate was low,
that's not true.
That is absolutely true.
When he was president before Scoot, he was bringing all those jobs back. That's why.
Ian, would you do a little research?
That's why the economy was so good.
Yeah.
What is the question exactly?
All right, the question is, first of all, did we lose more jobs did more jobs go overseas under Joe Biden? And When Donald Trump was president from 16 to 20, how many manufacturing jobs came back to America between 2016 and 2020?
Okay, those are sort of more complicated things it's very easy to look at the unemployment rate and say the unemployment rate at the end of Donald Trump's term before the pandemic hit was pretty low. But it wasn't as low as it was like in the middle of Joe Biden's term. And those weren't just like bounce back pandemic jobs. Joe Biden created more jobs
in
2 years than Trump did in 4 in 2016.
I mean, it bothers me that you're so misguided when it comes to jobs overseas. I mean, this has been going on for decades. This has been a trend that has gone on for a long time. I've followed
China,
this over
China,
the years.
China has been stealing our jobs for
no, they're not stealing them, Doug. We are going there. They're not stealing our jobs. We're going there voluntarily because the American people want the best product at the lowest price. China's got they've got a car battery that can go 320 miles on a 5-minute charge. Now, if the U.S. wants to compete with that, they better figure out how to compete with it. Otherwise, people are going to want those batteries from China.
I guarantee you the American people can engineer a much better battery than Chinese can.
Okay, well then where is it?
We have always been able to engineer and make good American products that are made
I agree, but in good old USA, people don't buy American. They buy the best product at the lowest price, Doug. American greed has sent those jobs overseas.
And that's exactly what Donald Trump is trying to change.
Okay, well,
he's trying to change that attitude that you have and a lot of the other liberals have, Scoot, of not buying American.
It's not my opinion, Doug. I got to move on. That's not my opinion. That is an absolute fact. It is a fact. Don't blame that on me, Doug. It is a fact that Americans do not buy American. They buy the best product at the lowest price. And our jobs have been going overseas because of the union demands in this country, because of the cost of health care, because of a lot of different things. I mean, you got to broaden your horizons and not just think that, you know, Americans are buying American, because that's simply not true. I wish it were true, but it's not.
What a great example of the futility of asking some people, where do you get your information? They don't know. There is not an answer to that question. There is not a source that delivered that information to them. They've either just made it up whole cloth. They're just going with the vibes. They're just going with what they want to be true, or they're compiling it and mixing it up with other information.
And sometimes they hear things from conservative talk show hosts who are not really that intelligent. A lot of them, I know people in this business, they're not really intelligent. They're not that smart. And they don't come up with anything on their own. They just echo what the other conservatives are saying. So, you know, let's not get lost in all of this. I mean, let's stick with the truth. And the truth is that jobs have been going overseas for decades. This didn't just happen, and Trump didn't just bring everybody back. I mean, a bunch of manufacturing companies didn't just come back under the first Trump administration. I wish it were that easy, but it's not. We're not a manufacturing-based economy right now, and I don't think we're going to go back to that. It would be nice if we did, but I don't think it's going to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.